Hachette Audio presents A War in Crimson Embers, written by Alex Marshall, read by Angel Masters. For Chandra. Part 1. Mortal Coils. I wished to sweep away the clouds that blot the sun, to see an age of peace ensue. But my galloping horse stopped and aged. My keen sword rusted and tarnished. White hair importunes as time goes by. I cannot curb my indignation. Park Hyo-gwan, 1781 to 1880. The Book of Korean Shijo, edited by Kevin O'Rourke. Chapter 1. Born unto a dying star, where violence and corruption were woven into the very weft of the world, Pope Yomar III came of age in the darkest era of recorded history. She weathered evil upon evil, witnessed yet worse sins, and, in her 16th year, sacrificed that which was most precious to her, so that she might save the souls of all. She renounced her station, her empire, and, if need be, her life. As her fleet of the righteous sailed from Desolation Sound, the mountaintop behind them threw a garish light up into the iron clouds, fulfilling yet another of the prophecies of the Chain Canticles. Without the Black Pope's presence to hold down the chthonic inferno that had smoldered since the Age of Wonders, the city of Didom burned, just as foretold. But Yomar only learned this from the Holy See after the fact, being far too devoted to her cause to look back herself. Instead, she kept her unblinking eyes on the gauzy grey horizon, beyond which lay her birthright, the risen kingdom of Jex Toth. Her rituals had brought it back from beneath the waves, and now it patiently awaited the coming of its keeper. A final trial arose to thwart the Chainite pilgrims on the cusp of salvation, but Yomar paid the immaculate blockade no more respect than she did the sharks that followed in the shifting shadows of her galleon. Just as a pod of sea wolves would race up from the deep to feast upon the scavenging sharks, so too would the Imperial fleet prey upon the Immaculate Navy if they chose to force the issue. A headwind ensured that the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?